Amidst the calamity of terror in a snap poll, Britain Today officially began its journey out of the European Union. Brexit talks started overnight. David Davis, the minister in charge, hoped for a deal like no other, with everybody a winner.
There's more that unites us than that divides us. So while we'll undoubtedly be challenging times ahead of us in the negotiations, we will do all that we can to assure that we deliver a deal that works in the best interests of all citizens.
On the European side of the equation, Michel Barnier.
We must first tackle the uncertainties caused by Brexit. First for citizens, but also for the beneficiaries of the EU policies.
So how tough, how detailed, how acrimonious is all of this going to be over the next 2 years? Professor of Politics at the University of Kent, Senior Visiting Fellow at Chatham House, Matthew Goodwin's with us from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
In general terms, do you hold out a lot of hope?
Well, things are very difficult at the moment. The political context has changed markedly over the last few weeks. Britain now has an incumbent prime minister that is very unpopular in relative terms. The terrorist attacks that we've seen in Britain recently, you know, we've had four attacks now in less than 3 months. And the Brexit negotiations have started today amid what is quite a divided country on that issue. So, you know, there are a lot of people over here who are looking at the glass and thinking it's more half empty than it is half full.
Do we have to tackle the single market versus the immigration? Is that the first thing, the first hurdle that needs to be overcome?
Well, essentially, yes. There are people who want to prioritise retaining membership or access to the single market. Essentially, they want to put jobs and the economy ahead of immigration. And there are others who say, well, if you join the single market, remain in the single market, you have to continue with the free movement of EU nationals in and out of Britain. And of course, immigration is a highly contentious issue here and was the key reason why lots of people voted to leave the EU in the first place. So what we're seeing is a big debate about, you know, economics versus identity. And the government's going to have to try and tread what is a very rocky road.
What's your sense of the European side of the equation? If the negotiators cut some sort of deal on anything, will the 27 governments fall into line, or are we going to have some holdouts?
It's going to be interesting to see. At the moment, Paris, Brussels and Rome are retaining a very hard line. They're saying that they won't make any major concessions to Britain, and they're saying that they won't compromise on the so-called four pillars of the EU, including that key question of free movement. On the other hand, you know, we have to also remember where the EU are at the moment. They've just gone through an awkward set of elections in the Netherlands and France, where Eurosceptics have done well. They've got the elections in Germany in the autumn, elections in Austria shortly afterwards, a referendum in Catalonia. And so when you look across the continent, you know, it's not the case that the EU is riding high at the moment. There are lots of parties that also want their countries to either leave the EU or have powers returned from Brussels back to the individual member states. So it's a really complex situation there.
You bet it is. Matthew, will stay in touch, I guess, over the next couple of years. Matthew Goodwin with us out of London this morning.